sempre.
Welcome, radio listeners. This is Bound by Books, and I am your host, Delina, for today.
Just for today?
Yeah, we're swapping places.
Well, just for today, I'm your other host, Emily.
Yeah, and this is WGXC 90.7
FM. Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Yeah, okay.
Listener-supported radio for open
ears. Never the closed ones.
It'd be really weird if you could close your ears.
Yeah.
Well, like you do your eyes. Yeah. Or you could kind of do it with your nose.
Yeah.
You could definitely do it with your mouth.
Yeah.
Some do it better than others.
Yeah.
But ears you can't really close. You can poke them closed.
You know, you could
But we're not supposed to touch our faces.
You can. Oh, yeah. Because of the coronavirus.
Yes. Everyone stays safe out there.
Yeah, and our school is shutting down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
Happy, but my teacher gave me a lot of homework. And I don't like my teacher.
Huh?
I don't like my teacher. She gave us a lot of homework, and she always gives us a lot of homework.
Well, she wants to make sure you're learning while you're not in school.
Yeah, but it's only for like 8 days, and she gave us 100 stuff.
Well, we'll see how things go. The library's closed as well.
Oh,
through the end of the month.
Right.
Gonna miss seeing everybody at the library.
I'm going to miss you, Emily.
But I hope everybody stays safe and hope everyone has lots of good reading material at home.
Yeah. I'm probably not even going to read at all.
Not at all? Because of all your homework?
Yeah, but like technically I'm kind of reading because I have to read Beat This Story Drum, my science book. So technically... But I'm mad. She gave us a lot of math. She gave us, like, the rest of the math packet for homework. And she explained, like, one page of every single of it. And, like, we get one page, like, for each lesson. But, like, she's giving us the rest of the packet. And, like, that's, like, 4 pages. I need to check if that's actually the right amount. And also, are we even going to have the show next week?
Yeah, we have to figure out what we're doing with the show.
Yeah, because aren't we being quarantined, technically?
We're not being quarantined.
We're only
at least yet. But we might want to move to a virtual recording of the show, because with just the two of us, it's okay in the studio. But if all of us are here, it'd be kind of tight. And we like talking with our friends about books.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do a online chat recording.
Okay, download Discord. That's actually a chat. Yeah.
Look into it.
You can, like, group chat.
I do want to quickly, while we're talking about the library being closed and a lot of people being stuck at home, just highlight the library resources that you can get online if you have internet capability, either on your smartphone or on a computer. We have on our website, hudsonarealibrary.org. The very top of that in the menu, there's a research tab and it says online databases, and you can find all sorts of things in there. You can get ebook and e-audiobooks and streaming video and e-magazines. You can take classes online, continuing education classes through Universal Class. There's language learning possibilities with Mango Languages. You can work on your resume on Job Help Now.
Wait, Mango Languages. There are languages to speak to mangoes.
I wish.
Oh.
The product is called Mango.
Oh, okay.
And it's got a little mango character that, like, tries to encourage you to learn a language. They have all sorts of languages in there. It's pretty cool.
I think I should get Mango because Duolingo doesn't even encourage me. It's like, oh, hey, you're doing well. You're kind of useless, but you're doing well. And I'm learning Spanish. Well, actually, I was because I don't learn it at all because, like, it doesn't encourage me to do it.
Yeah, it's hard to find the right fit sometimes. It's different ways to learn languages. I find the best ways kind of talking with people.
Oh,
like
okay.
If you know people that speak Spanish, which I know you do.
Yeah, because I live with them, but I still don't know how to speak Spanish because, like, I listen to them, but I don't think I do it. Hmm. Maybe, I don't think so.
Yeah. But anyways, you should check out our online resources if you're wanting to access some interesting books and movies and
stuff,
classes and things during this time. And if you don't have a library card yet, just as of this week, they launched a way that you can get a library card online. So if you go to the library catalog page, at the very top, there's a little link where it says get a library card, and you can sign up for a card that will work for all the online resources. It won't work to get things at the library. You would then have to come in and get a physical card if you want to check out things at the library. But while we're closed, if you want to access resources and you don't have a library card, you can sign up for one there. So check it out.
Yeah.
So wait. Do you have any suggestions for people out there listening on books that they should read during these next weeks at home?
Not yet, but I have to text my mom.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions, Emily?
There's all sorts of books. So people have been telling me to make sure to stock up. But I have so many books at my house, both library books and my own books that I own that I haven't read yet. I am at no risk of running out of books. But even still, I borrowed a whole pile of books this week to take home before the library closed. So I couldn't help myself. I just kept seeing ones that I was like, ooh, I want to read that one. And it's a big mix. It's a mix of young adult literature. I have at least one middle grade comic book. I've got some adult fiction. I've got some poetry. What else? Oh, I got one in that sounds really cool. I can read you the description if I remember what it's called. Let's see. So it's a book for adults, so I don't know for sure how appropriate it is for young readers, but I will report back once I've read it. It is called We Ride Upon Sticks, a novel by Quan Berry, and I'll read the description. It's 1989, and the Danvers High School women's field hockey team is staring down another losing season, but things start to look up when the team's goalie discovers a book that will change both the course of the season as well as each player's life. Fact. In 1692, a handful of young girls interested in divining the nature of their futures brought devastating consequences to what was then known as Salem Village. Fact. 300 years later, Salem Village is now the town of Danvers, and these teen girls are just as wily and original as their ancestors. If hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, then Boston's North Shore is about to discover what lengths 11 teen girls will go to win a state championship, uncovering their true selves and bucking convention along the way. We Ride Upon Sticks and Are There Presently presents a portrait of teen girldom in all its furious messiness, from big hair to heathers to coming into one's glorious own despite society's stale notions of femininity. So I'm excited about this book because I played field hockey in high school and loved it, and I never come across field hockey in books. And so I saw this book was coming out where it's like a field hockey team that are a bunch of witches. That sounded pretty cool. There's also another book coming out later this month by Siobhan Vivian, which is also about a girls' field hockey team.
Oh.
And that one is called We Are the Wildcats, I believe.
So We Are the Wildcats.
Yeah, We Are the Wildcats by Siobhan Vivian. So that's coming out, I think it's March 31st. And that description reads, and this is a book for teens. A toxic coach finds himself outplayed by the high school girls on his team in this deeply suspenseful novel, which unspools over 24 hours through 6 diverse perspectives. Tomorrow, the Wildcat varsity field hockey squad will play the first game of their new season. But at tonight's team sleepover, the girls are all about forging the bonds of trust, loyalty, and friendship necessary to win. Everything hinges on the midnight initiation ceremony, a beloved tradition and the only facet of being a Wildcat that the girls control. Until now. Coach, a handsome former college player, revered and feared in equal measure, changes the plan and spins his team on a new adventure, one where they take a rival team's mascot for a joyride, crash a party in their pajamas, break into the high school for the perfect picture. But as the girls slip out of their comfort zone, so do some long-held secrets. And just how far they're willing to go for their team takes them all, especially Coach, by surprise. A testament to the strength and resilience of modern teenage girls, We Are the Wildcats will have readers cheering. So yeah, 2 field hockey books in 1 month. Go team.
Ooh, yay.
Field hockey. I just ordered myself that as a book today. So oh. get that at the end of the month.
Okay.
So I'll report back on my field hockey.
Oh, okay. Reads.
So you have a suggestion?
Yes.
Of a book or some books?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ghosts, Guts.
So all of Raina Telgemeier?
Yes.
Are there any Raina Telgemeier books that you've read that you haven't liked?
Well, I used to not like drama and ghosts.
But they
because I thought it was weird, but I actually ended up liking them.
Hmm.
Because, like, I didn't know what it was about, and I got too confused, and also I'm like, this is weird. His brother, what? I don't get this. Hmm. I didn't get it.
Have you read the Babysitter Club ones?
I don't like those.
I haven't read them.
Me neither.
I still need to read Ghosts, too, because I know that's your favorite.
Oh, yeah, that is my favorite. Now that you've mentioned it, now I want to tell you something. I want to get Ghosts now.
Now?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Yeah, like right now. But I can't find my keys to my house, which is where I hold my, you know the keys that you can attach?
Oh, that has your library card on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that has my library card on it, and I can't find it.
It's too bad you don't know anyone at the library who could, like, help you get a book.
Oh, I'm sorry, Emily. I'm sorry that I didn't acknowledge you. Oh, wait. I'm acknowledging you right now.
Oh, phew.
But still, you have to read Ghosts. It's really, really good.
But I can't because you're going to check it out of the library, so
yeah,
I don't
but
get
like,
it.
But like after I read
after
it.
After you're done?
And also it makes you hungry because they mention food a lot mm-hmm. and drinks. It makes you really thirsty.
Yum.
It makes you water hungry when you read it.
Comics, I think, are very effective with making you hungry.
Yeah,
because they have such pretty, like, beautiful food pictures.
Yeah. Mm. And to make you even more hungry, go into the cooking section.
Yeah, that'll do it too.
Yeah.
I like a good cookbook. I don't make recipes out of them very often, but I like looking at all the pictures.
Yeah. So what else was I going to mention? Oh, New Kid. That one's a good one. They made
New Kid's great.
Yeah, they made a parody of some shows and movies, I think.
Oh yeah, so each of the chapters.
Yeah. It's like New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block?
Yeah, something. Yeah, something like that. Like New Kid on the Block.
I can't remember.
The Hunger Games. Yes, The Hunger Games. Like he was in the cafeteria and the chapter was labeled The Hunger Games.
Wasn't it The Hungry Games?
Yeah, it was The Hunger Games.
I thought it was The Hungry.
No.
I thought they changed it.
No, it's The Hunger Games.
Okay.
Well, and this
I believe
one,
you.
And this one, it or says do I? The Emily. In this one, it says The Hunger Games. This okay. is probably like year old book, but like, but it's too late to change it now because like half of the school has already read it, and they're like, "I love the book New Kid. It's so great." And I'm over here like, "Yeah, I'm hungry. Can you please give me food?"
Guess what?
What?
There's another New Kid book coming out.
Ooh. Show me. Class Act.
There's no description yet that I'm seeing, but it says at the top, when school gets real, you can still show the world you're a class act.
Wait, can I see the... Oh, that looks cool.
That's exciting. I don't know if there's a date yet.
Maybe it...
In October, it looks like.
Oh, I think it's not about Jordan this time. I think is what his name is. It's about his best friend who calls him, like, dog or something like that. I forgot what his name was.
Like his friend from home or his friend from school?
His friend from, like, the new fancy prestigious
from the new school.
School.
Huh.
Where they all say, Big Bok Cheerio!
They say that?
No.
I don't remember that.
That's how I think they talk.
Bip bop chibio.
And also,
I don't think anyone talks like that.
Yeah, I don't
Although,
think anyone
What if there's that. One person in the world that talks like that and they're listening right now?
Oh, no,
and they're
sorry.
Like, why are they making fun of me?
We're sorry. Well, like, I stole this from a video about someone who is doing a British impression. So, sorry, all British people.
Bip bop bop.
Like, they were doing a British impression.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. Please don't come at us.
Please don't come at us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, what else?
We're out of time. Just kidding.
Not quite. We're close.
Oh, darn it.
But I'm trying to think if there's any books I'd suggest people read. I guess I would suggest, and the fact that people might not be able to get books because the library's closed or they don't feel like buying a book, they might be limited to what's on their bookshelves.
Oh, no.
But this is a good time to be like, what books do I have here that I've never read?
Oh, no.
Or that I want to read again?
Most of the books that I have on my bookshelf are books that I don't even like.
Maybe you should get rid of them.
Yeah, but like, they're mostly my siblings' books, and I'm like, why do you have these on my shelf? Because it's my room. When
maybe they were like, we want to pass these on to you because you're the age that.
No, my brother has the Percy Jackson series. He already read it, and he's like, no, you can't throw this out. They're too valuable, even though like they probably still sell it and you could put it at second show and like it's someone else's second show or something like that.
I understand wanting to hold on to some books though. Like I definitely have a shelf or two maybe of books I probably have three shelves of books that
do at least I've like read, reread it
but that I love so I want to hold on to.
Do you at least reread it? Because he doesn't.
Occasionally. I have some books. I don't reread very often, but that doesn't mean I never will. But I have some books that I've reread.
Well, my brother doesn't reread them, which makes me mad because then I have to hold that on my shelf. And he's like, Lena, you should read it. And I'm like, no, they're your books. I don't want them. And he's like, fine, I'll keep them. And then like he tells us not to throw it out.
Do you have any hand-me-down books that you've read that you've liked?
No, most of my books weren't hand-me-downs, or else they'd have Calvin or Cecile crossed out, because one of the books that I loved as a kid was, like, Girl Who Dressed Up as a Pink Fairy, and they crossed out her name, and they put Lena there, and Lena dressed up as a pink fairy. She told... And then, like, they'd cross out the big brother's name and put it for Calvin. And then
wait, throughout the book?
Yeah, they, like, cross out the names of the original names and then put, like, the names of our family there. Or, like, so it could be, like, based off of true events.
True events.
Something like that.
Of Lena the fairy?
Yes, Lena.
The Lena the fairy who dressed in pink.
Yes.
Bip bop cheerio.
Oh my god.
That was her magic spell.
Oh my god. Everyone's gonna be, who says that is gonna come at us.
I really don't think anyone says that.
Like, it's in an old video. It was like The Odd Ones Out, and he's a YouTuber. Hmm. Did the computer shut down because it has coronavirus?
Anyways.
We're out of time.
No. So, I also had a older, or have an older sibling.
Oh.
And I got a lot of, I guess, I don't know if they were hand-me-down books. Like, we definitely both had our own books, but then there were some books that were, like, the house books.
Wait, how many do you have? I have two. One's a girl and one's a boy.
I have one sister, an older sister.
Oh, well, I'm the youngest in the family because I am the last to be born. My sister was born in 1999. My brother was born in 2000, and I was born in 2010.
2010. It's
so my sister and brother are like really close because like they're like 1 year apart.
Yeah.
Well, I'm over here like being 10 and 11 years apart from them, and I'm like, hey, I know that you're shorter than me, but don't forget about me.
Oh. Yeah, my sister and I are 2 years up, 3 years up. I can't remember how old she is.
Oh my god.
I think we're 2 years apart. But it depends because, you know, we're born in different months, so it's not an exact.
Oh.
But we're 2 years apart.
Oh, well, it's not exact for me and my sister, even though we were born on the same month, because we were born on different days. And the way I thought of it, when I was younger, I was older than her since my birthday came before hers somehow. I don't know how I did the math for that.
Did you ever read the Ramona books or the Beezus and Ramona books?
No.
So there are these books by Beverly Cleary that were popular when I was a kid. And Ramona was the little sister and Beezus was the older sister. And reading it, I feel like I definitely always related more to Ramona because she was the little sister. And I wonder if my sister reading it, if she always related to Beezus, the older sister.
Oh. You want to know what reminds with Beezus?
Sure.
Okay, never mind. I forgot.
Do you find yourself doing that in reading books when there's sibling characters that relate? Do you automatically relate to the younger one, even if the older is more like you?
No, I actually automatically relate to the bigger one because to me, like, I don't think of myself as annoying. Like, I think...
The younger sister's not always annoying in books.
But, like, most of the books that I've read, they're annoying. But, like, in Ghosts, the younger sister isn't actually annoying. She's actually, like, nice, kind, and energetic, the opposite of me. Well, actually, I'm nice and kind, but, like, I'm not energetic. I'm lazy. I'm over here watching Steven Universe, eating my Takis, and I'm like, Mom, can we get McDonald's? No, that's enough.
I just want to say for the record that older siblings can be annoying as well. Don't you think?
No, because your siblings
are never annoying. Well, my entire lifetime they've never been annoying. I mean, I love my sister. Don't get me wrong. I don't find her annoying anymore. But as a kid, she could be annoying.
I love my parents. Not my parents.
Well, you don't love your parents?
I do love them.
Don't listen.
I do love them, but like my siblings. The one who I found annoying was my brother, and I still find him annoying because he...
Shout out to Calvin.
Yeah, but I find it him annoying because he's not annoying. Like, it's annoying how he always wins in every single Minecraft game. We gotta kill him. Like, in the Minecraft game, not in real life. Police don't come after me. Like, I mean, like, in the Minecraft game, because, like, I accidentally killed my sister in the Minecraft.
In a game.
Yeah.
You have to quickly say in a game after saying words like that.
Yeah, in a game, and then, my brother was chasing me, and I was, like, it was basically, like, punching, but I had a sword in my hand, and then I accidentally killed my sister in Minecraft, which is a game, and then... My brother started catching up to me, and she's like, oh my god, Calvin killed me, because he wasn't that far away from me, and, like, he was starting to hit me, and I'm like, oh no, actually, I accidentally killed you in a game in Minecraft, and so I was like, oh no, I'm sorry, Cece. And she was like, how dare you? And I was like, it was an accident. I was running. Who knows? What if I needed to turn around? And she was, like, on one heart.
That reminds me of a game that I like that is not a computer-based game. It's a tabletop game using cards.
What is it?
Is called Gloom.
Gloom?
I was just thinking about how I really like it because it's a game where you're playing against people and people die in the game.
Oh, no.
But your goal in the game is you have different characters that are in your family and the other person has characters from their family. And your goal is to play cards on your family members that tell a story about their really gloomy, awful life, and then to eventually have them die and had a really bad life. Whereas you're trying to play happy cards on your opponent. So you would have a family of characters and I would be playing things like, she went to the park and she fell in love. And so instead of killing your sister, you can kill her with kindness.
Oh. And then she died because she fell in love.
In the pond. Well, you could play that card on your own hand.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I like it. I haven't played it in a long time. Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Sometime soon. I like those little storytelling games. They're fun. But anyways.
We're out of time.
Oh, no.
I don't want to have out of time, Emily.
You don't want to have out of time?
Yeah, I want this to last forever.
I want this to last forever.
Yeah, okay.
We're taking over the airwaves. From now on, WGXC is just Emily and Lena talking about books and stuff.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe. Anyways, but we'll be back in some capacity or another next week.
Yeah, we will be back on digital, virtual, internetual chat. Just kidding. Never mind. I don't think so.
But we hope everyone out there has a good week, stays safe and healthy, reads lots of good books,
and they have a fun time and don't get the coronavirus.
Yes. True, true.
Yeah.
But have a good week and happy reading.
Happy reading. Bye.
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 Shout out to Amelia and AJ.
Yes. And Cecile and Calvin.
And Sarah.
Oh, bye. Yeah. Bye.
And Lena's parents, who she loves so much.
Yes.
I love my parents, course. Too. Bye.
Bye.
Show you the world.